Hey everyone, and welcome to the Greater Than Podcast. My name is Elijah Merle. So honored and blessed you took out the time to join us again today. You know the purpose of this podcast, 1 John 4:4. It says, "You are of God, little children, and have already overcome them, for greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world." What we want to do in this podcast is take what's going on in the world and even culture, and address it from a biblical perspective to find and remind ourselves that greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. Today, I got one of my fam up in here, man. I'm telling you what, first of all, this podcast ain't going to be for everybody. There's no hose barred on this one. Parental advisory, man. We're coming for your religion. We're coming for your tradition. We're coming for that, for the thok, as we say in the country. Not the throat, the thok. All right. Danny Rodriguez, welcome, sir.
Thank you so much for having me.
Snap. Go on closer to the mic, Danny. Don't be shy of the mic. Okay, go ahead. Say that again, Dan. I don't know if they heard you on that.
Listen. I just want to say I am just so happy to be part right here with my brother right here.
Man, this is what it's all about, bro.
It's all about.
Dude, I tell you, this is my man. Known him for a long time. Went to youth together. His spiritual mother is my spiritual mother, Phyllis Moore. Shout out to her. For real, though, shout out to her. Because, like, I don't feel like Miss Phyllis is as appreciated as she should be.
Yeah, exactly. We love you, Mom. We
love you, Miss Phyllis. And like I said, you know, Brother Moore, obviously a great man of God, and that's amazing. That's wonderful. But like Miss Phyllis has said stuff to me that like changed the course of my life. Same with Brother Moore, same with my spiritual father. But like that, it's just amazing. We just love it. We love it so much. Okay. Oh man, Danny, what are we talking about on the podcast today, man?
My man, we're talking about pornography. Porn.
Whoa.
Porn. The one word that sets everybody off.
Listen, man. I'm going to pray, and we're going to dig right on in. Listen, this podcast is going to be different. This is my bro. I may not be as professional as you normally remember me. I already hit you up with the thoke. There's no telling what's going to happen, man.
No telling. Nobody's safe today.
Man, oh, man. All right, here we go. Let me pray real quick, and we're going to dig in. Father God, thank you so much for this podcast, each and everyone gathered here together. Father, we ask that you give us truth and revelation that makes us free, that takes us to the next level in you, where we're no longer bound by religion or tradition, but that we go in full force into what you've called us to do, Father. And we give you praise for that. Speak through Danny, speak through myself as the very oracles of God to help people get to the next level and no longer remain bound to condemnation or shame, but to come above it and to go above it. In Jesus' name, amen. Danny, go ahead.
Man, where to start? So, I think pornography is one of the most touchiest subjects that we could talk about, right?
Yeah.
I would say it would be one of those subjects that is not addressed at church.
Yeah.
As much as it should be.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we need to tackle that today. We need to shed some light, you know, and shed some light in some dark places so people get free.
Yeah.
Because I think a lot of people are just beating around the bush and just pretending like nothing's wrong and it's not a big deal, but the reality is, everybody goes through this.
Everybody.
You know, everybody's gone through it. So what are you going to start off with?
Man, I tell you what. One thing I want to say here, and listen, once again, I'm not holding anything back. I feel like I got to keep saying it because some of y'all religious cats out here, y'all don't get real mad at me for this one. I'm coming for it, man. Here we go. First thing I want to say is porn invites comparison. Here we go. I'm talking to the married couples out here, man. It invites comparison. Now, when you let somebody else in that bedroom with you, other than the person you're in covenant with. Anyway, listen, all I'm saying is simply this. It alters reality. There's another thing that happens. It alters reality. You're allowing this thing, this thing that's not real. These false pretense. You're allowing this thing to shape your reality of how intimacy should be. And the only place you're supposed to get that is from God. God is supposed to be the one. I got a friend of mine. I was telling him about, he's getting married here soon. We were talking on the phone about it. And man, we're pretty humble, pretty transparent with each other. That's my brother in Christ. And I told him something. I said, you know what, man? I want God in the bedroom with me, man.
Yeah.
I want him all up in the bedroom with me.
Yeah.
And well, like I said, people get upset at that. Like I said, listen, hey, you can leave. Like my spiritual father says, you can leave. Be happy. Click on off, man. Because listen, people listen to the podcast. Let me give you the statistics of people listening to my podcast. And I know you've got some statistics as well, Danny. Yeah. But let me tell you about people listening to the podcast. The most of my listeners are like 22 to 27 years old. I know y'all be dealing with that porn. Danny, go ahead and give them those numbers, man.
Listen, I'm going to start off with a couple quick ones. These, to be honest with you, bro, like as soon as I did some research and started looking at these numbers, honestly, it broke my heart, man.
Yeah.
Because this is just deceiving people. It's breaking up marriages. Yeah. It's ruining, like, brain patterns when it comes to your thinking. It messes with your confidence with God, which is one of the biggest things. These are just some quick little facts. So the average male and female is exposed to pornography by age of 11. Okay? 11. I was exposed at 6.
At 6.
At 6 years old. Wow. And I'll go ahead and mention a little bit more of that later.
Yeah.
But 94% of people have seen porn since 9 years old. 94%. Okay?
That's crazy.
7 out of 10, that's 68% of males in church will watch porn on a regular basis.
Wait a minute. Run that number back real quick, Danny.
At 7 out of 10%, that is 68%.
In church. We're talking about
in
males.
Church.
In church.
People that are actively involved in church, people that are serving, people that are consistently at church, not just for community basis, but go every Friday or Sunday, whatever it may be.
Yeah.
These people are actively watching pornography on a regular basis. It's nuts, man. It sucks because it like I said before, and like you said, it's affecting more than we know.
More than we know.
More than we know. It has another statistic as well, is this is a crazier one as well. You're looking at 50% of pastors. 50% of pastors.
Now wait a minute now. Pastors.
Pastors.
That's this is straight up numbers.
Straight up facts.
Straight up facts.
Straight up facts. Man. After the survey, this is the most recent survey according to Covenant Eyes. Okay? 50% of pastors are hooked on pornography. 68% watch porn once a month. And 87% of Christian women admit of watching porn as well. 7% of churches have a program. Tell me about that. Does that sound right?
Yeah.
7%
of
churches have a program.
7%. And what was the percentage of just males that you had that were in church actively? That was 60?
7 out of 10, so 68%.
Come on, man.
Yo, how are you supposed to thrive with only that percentage? 7%?
Yeah.
The church is offering this when 50% of pastors are actually involved in this?
Oof.
Come on now, man.
Listen, man, like I said, this is a sobering one. We're straight facts.
Yeah.
We're going to approach it once again, as we do with all of it, from a biblical perspective. That's coming up, yes. But at the same time, we need to wake you up. I want you to be woke to this, right? If I know that term woke is thrown around a lot nowadays, but if this is something to be woke about in the church, where the church needs to wake up, it's this right here, and helping people in that. One thing that I want to say about porn, and then I'm going to turn it over to Danny to share his testimony. One thing, a big thing is that what it does, it vexes the soul. That's the biggest thing that I can bring out right now. It vexes the soul. 2 Peter 2:7-9 says that God delivered righteous Lot, who was oppressed by the filthy conduct of the wicked. For the righteous man dwelling among them tormented his righteous soul from day to day. Watch this, by seeing and hearing their lawless deeds. He tormented them every day by what he was hearing, by what he was seeing. Now we understand that Sodom and Gomorrah, sodomy, you know that some, you can read it even in there. When the angels come to visit, what did they say? What did the guy say knocking on his door? Hey, bring him out here so we can have sex with him. That's what he says. So what is Lot seeing here? Lot is living in a live action porn hub. That's what he's seeing. You can't tiptoe around it. And what's happening to his soul all the while? It's vexing him. It's vexing him. So that's the big thing. It's vexing the souls of my listeners. And I know that it is. That is stuff that you've gone through, that you've seen, you've experienced. We're here to offer, by the help of the Holy Spirit, through scripture, but also how someone applied that scripture. I went through that phase. I was exposed when I was 12 by some friends. I went through that. And it, like I said, it's something you go through. It's something that you grow through. And you let the Spirit of God develop you and grow you in that season. We're going to have a powerful testimony here by Danny. But one thing I want to bring up here, we can't sugarcoat it. We can't sweep it under the rug. It's not going to magically go away if we turn our head to it and bury our head in the sand like an ostrich. Yeah. We have got to face it head on with the power of the Holy Spirit. Danny, yeah. Can you share your testimony on that?
Absolutely. So like I mentioned before, it was around, I am from Puerto Rico, born and raised, and somehow my brother got a hold of a computer. I was around 6 years old, late at night, found out what his password was, got on, and then next thing, I just had this little friendly pop-up, man.
Yeah, come on.
Come on, now I had this little friendly pop-up, and nevertheless, that little pop-up ended up, honestly, just igniting something in me that's not supposed to be turned on for a while.
Yeah.
Something that's not supposed to be turned on until I'm in covenant with somebody.
Come on.
So I ended up witnessing porn for the first time when I was 6 years old. And after that, just something in me changed and life wasn't the same. Life wasn't the same. I would catch myself having these cravings, these urges to feel that orgasm.
Come on. Hey, listen. We're everything's no hose bar. Go ahead, Dan.
Yeah, exactly. You know, like that feeling, it just stirred in me a craving for it. And after that happened, it just got to the point that I just needed to get that again and again. Yeah. Not only because it was fun and it was kind of cool doing something behind the scenes, kind of having like that adrenaline rush to do something in secret.
Yeah.
You know, but ultimately, when you do something in secret, it's going to come out the light regardless, and it's going to affect you in the long run.
Yeah.
Keeping any secret at all. So I went through that for the longest time. I got to the point, man, that I don't think I never got caught looking at anything out of the whole time that I was hooked on it. I was hooked from 6 years old all the way to 22 years old. That's a long time.
That's a long time.
That's a long time, man. That's a long time of me being ashamed, me being pushed away from God, me having my mind rewired in a way that it's not supposed to be.
Yeah.
There's so many things that goes on to it, and by the grace of God, and I'll share a little bit later how I actually got delivered, but there's some steps that you need to take, but first of all, you need to be honest with yourself.
Let's
that's give
good.
A little shout out to Mike Todd.
Yeah.
Like he says, we got to be hot. We're a hot church. We're hot people.
Yeah.
We're honest, open, and transparent.
Yeah.
We like to keep it that way.
Yeah.
Because real actually makes results.
Yeah. Oh, that's good.
You know?
So yeah.
This is what we need to focus on. We don't need to kick around the bush, like we said. This isn't for everybody, but people need to listen to this itself. So all that time went by, you know, I would feel condemned. I feel drained because, you know, sin steals your strength.
Come on.
It steals your strength.
Yeah.
It gives you no power whatsoever. So whatever you're obedient to, you become a slave to.
Yeah. Come on.
You know? So over time, I just became a slave to lust and pornography. And it vexed me, like you mentioned before. And it would bother me even more and more because I was actively involved in the church. I was looked at as somebody with influence. So how would I feel if I'm along with somebody and they happen to drop this hint to me that they're struggling with the same thing, but then I'm out here playing this card that, oh, I'm holy. I've never been there.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I was literally the biggest hypocrite there was.
Wow.
You know, and to me, that bothered me. But the biggest thing that bothered me was how over time God started showing to me that I'm affecting not people. I mean, I am, but not only people, not only myself, but the biggest thing is I was hurting God's heart.
Wow.
I don't ever want to do that.
Like, yeah, man. Yeah.
Come on, man. Like, God's been so good for us.
Yeah.
He's delivered us so many things. He gave his own life for us.
Yeah.
And he did all these things. He went to that extreme to show us that, hey, we don't need to be bound to pornography. We don't need to be bound by the cravings of our flesh.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So I got a couple scriptures I want to share.
Hit them up with the scripture, man.
So, in the Bible, this is the New Living Translation. It says, we know that our old sinful selves were crucified with Christ so that sin might lose its power in our lives. Yeah. We're no longer the slaves to sin, For when we died with Christ, we were set free from the power of sin.
Come on.
Okay, and that's Romans 6, verses 6 through 7. Here's another one real quick, and this is a good little nugget. This actually was one of the biggest ones that actually helped me get through this.
Yeah.
And it says, he gave his life to us free from every kind of sin to cleanse us, and he made us his very own people, totally committed to doing good deeds.
Mm.
And that was so rich for me because I started realizing that there's no way I could handle this on my own strength. You know, there's no way that I could address this issue on my own,
yeah,
without the power of the Holy Spirit. You know, it's like me trying to live my natural life without a super. Good luck with that.
Yeah. It's not going to work.
No, not at all. You know, and from that itself, it started getting to the point that God started giving me more grace, and he started showing me a couple of different things that I could do in a practical way.
Yeah.
To start overcoming that.
Well, tell us about that, Danny. What were those practical things?
Yeah. So the biggest one was getting rid of all porn.
Mm.
Getting rid of everything. Because now we live in a super technology, you know, savvy world. We have Snapchat. You have TikTok. You have the Gram. You have Twitter. You have Facebook. You have all these different mediums that you can have exposure to.
Yeah.
You know, and the whole time, like, and James had talked about, like, we need to put on the whole armor of God.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So when he is saying that, he's saying that the devil comes at us with a strategy. You know, so we wouldn't have to put on any gear if the devil didn't have any plans or schemes for us to encounter.
Yeah.
So I see sometimes, don't get me wrong, like social media is great if you use it the right way.
Totally.
Hands down, you know, but it also could be twisted around and feed your flesh and your desires. And it could set you in a place that you don't want to be in.
Yeah.
You'll start becoming dumb and you'll start depending on it and you start craving it. You could be setting your phone down. And that's one thing that happened to me. I would set my phone down. I would be in the other room, and I would literally feel that longing for grabbing my cell phone.
Yeah.
I would feel like, yo, like it was calling me, you know, like it was a constant just like magnetic draw to go get on Pornhub, go get on any of these huge porn sites that they have that are so easy to be accessible.
Yeah.
So it would get to that point. But then, once you get rid of all porn, you have to get real with yourself.
Mm.
You got to be honest. You got to quit the BS and go straight to the point.
Come on.
And know that you have a problem. You know, you can't tiptoe around sin. You can't tiptoe around temptation at all. You know, because it's going to take advantage of you quick.
Yeah.
You know? There's no reason why to tiptoe around, especially something this big. And when you watch pornography, It numbs you. Let me tell you this real quick.
Yeah.
So it hardens your heart.
Oh, come on.
It grieves God's heart. Okay. It steals your strength. It degrades people made in God's image.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly.
Like, you want to say that one more time. It degrades people that are seen in God's image. You and I are made in God's image. Whether you're a Christian or not, you're made in his image.
Yeah. That's so good.
Okay. It can sear your conscience. And you become a slave to it immediately, you know? And ultimately, God created sex to glorify him.
Yep.
Okay? Sex isn't supposed to be self-serving. You know, it's supposed to be sacred.
Yeah, come on. Real talk.
So ultimately, we have a problem and we need to address it. So get rid of porn, right? Get real with yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And admit that you have a problem. Simple. Yeah. Everybody has a problem, you know, it's being real, you know, God comes in and he prunes us.
That's
good.
On
the way. We just don't become something immediately. When you're saved, your spirit's renewed, you become brand new,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Obviously.
Yeah.
But your flesh doesn't.
Mm.
And I think that's the biggest thing when people realize that, hey, you're born again. And I don't want to sidetrack, but a lot of people, when they're born again, they automatically think that everything's just going to fall into place. Get ready. Put your big boy pants on because it's not. It's going to get harder.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to get way harder.
Yeah.
You know, but the good thing is you're born again. You got the power of the Holy Spirit and he enables you by grace to go out and conquer. and put the devil on your feet.
Yeah.
Okay? Or get loaded up.
That's good. Part of Lent.
Okay. So, we ran through that, and I think the biggest one that a lot of people don't take serious is get a hold of all your devices.
Oh.
Anything and everything that you can access porn, get rid of it. If you can't get rid of it, come in, get somebody, someone that can keep you accountable, change your passwords, install software, make blacklists that you can't access certain sites.
Yeah.
And one thing that helped me personally is I would literally try to embarrass that sin before it embarrasses me.
Okay, speak more on that.
Okay, so whenever I will get through, there's different triggers. This could go for a long time because there's so many things that could play into effect. But what would trigger me to go start looking at porn is when I would be just mad and upset, you know, and I just wanted to get a quick little fix because I've never been a really big drinker, never really been into the doing drugs or whatever it may be, you know, whatever your getaway might be. But mine would be, I need to get that feel. I need to see that good looking girl on a screen that I don't even know, nor would I would ever have a connection with or a relationship with, and someone that's completely fake, and me lay my eyes on that and feed on that is something that's unreal. Like you mentioned before, expectation that's just false.
Yeah.
You know, when in reality, this isn't the way that sex is. You know, they might portray this thing right here going on for 30, 45 minutes.
Uh-oh.
You know what I'm saying? But in reality, it's going to be, what, 4, 5 minutes.
Hey, he said it. I didn't. Hey, come on, Danny.
Yo, people need to hear. You know, it's as simple as that. But that's how it really, like, portrays sex to be, is this false, just fantasy type stuff that it just feeds you lies. And when it comes into your marriage, it's going to distort so many different things. So you're going to have that false expectation for your wife.
Exactly. Or for, you know, your husband.
And other for yourself.
But yeah, you know, yeah.
Exactly. You know, it's going to jack you up and it's going to set you off from what God really intended it to be. God wants to be looking down on you and be like, wow, this is my son. There you go.
There it is.
Just like that.
Yeah.
You know, just like that. And go your way. Simple as that. I really think that he would get so much glory because that's what he made it for. He intended it to be that way.
It's so good, man.
Simple, bro. Like,
it's so good.
Yes, dude. It's go straight to the point. Straight to the point, man.
Oh, so man.
Those would be the biggest things right now. Unless you throw some questions for me.
Listen, Mal. Here's what I want to say. And I know, like I said, this is going to be awkward for some people. We're talking about sex, you know, and we're not pulling anything. You know, there's, you know, there may be snickering, there may be laughing, but this is a serious thing. And if it's not talked about in the church, then what's left to instruct you? What's left to influence you but the world? And this is another thing, too, a book that I would recommend for you, too, talking about just how God views relationships. We shouted him out earlier. I'm going to shout him out again. Michael Todd has a book, Relationship Goals, just came out, Winning and Dating, Marriage, I think Sex is the name of the book, Relationship Goals. Look it up. That's something practical that you can look at. Read that. Because in the book, he shares his struggle with how when growing up in church, they didn't talk about it. So they didn't talk about sex. All they said was, don't have it, don't do it. And then that was it. But what are we saying? What we're saying here is we want God involved in the sex. You want God involved in it. And once again, every time I say it, I can feel the holy cow. I can feel that resistance, that people being like, but listen, man, this is what God said, be fruitful and multiply. Amen. This is something that God set up. This is something that God instituted. It does not have to be this awkward thing. It is if you make it that way.
Yeah, simple as that. Yeah.
It is if you make it that way. I like to say it like this, is stewarding well. Steward the gift of sex well. And God can add to you. You see, there are people who've grown up watching porn and doing different things like that, not honoring God. And the eyes of man are never satisfied. So don't be out here acting like, hey, man, I can watch it and it not. Man, get them cookies out of here. You know, listen, if you're doing it all the time, if you're looking at it, the eyes of man will never be satisfied. you've got to do these things. I'm going to tell you three things that I personally feel led the Lord to share about this. But one thing I want to say, though, as to finish that thought, is that we've got to allow the Spirit of God to renew our minds. Transformation in the mind, how we think. And doing that allows God to put us, once again, here, let me say this really boldly, no condemnation. I don't care if you get off of this podcast and go watch it again. No condemnation. Yeah, no condemnation. So what I want you to know is what God is, what I believe God's heart for this podcast episode is that we would get to a place where we get rid of the shame. Yes, you did it. Yes, no, it's not honoring God. It's not honoring your future spouse. It's not. But thank God that even in that, even in the muck and the mire, he'll come there and he'll bring you out. Danny's a living, breathing example of that. There's no cap on it. When we are letting God, when we let him in, that's what we need to do. He said, I'm standing at the door. Let me in. Let him into the fact that you're watching porn. Let him into the fact that you're dealing with these thoughts now, that you can't see a person and not think those horrible thoughts because of what you've been watching. You see, it's a passion that's supposed to be reserved for covenant so God can be in there. There are people who've been watching porn, addicted to porn, doing it over and over again, not honoring God, not caring about even their spouse or whatever. And then next thing you know, their sex drive is, your sex drive is the poop emoji.
Man, bad news, dude.
Once again, what I'm saying is we've got to address these things head on. We've got to come after it from the perspective of, greater is he that's in me. He's greater than this addiction. He's greater than this drive that I want to do this and I want to do it. Paul says, don't feel bad about that struggle. Paul said all the time, the thing that I want to do, I don't end up doing. The thing that I would do, the flesh. But thank God that in the, what did he say in Romans 8 right after he said that though, verse 1? There is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Letting your spirit man take the wheel, letting the Spirit of God on the inside of you move you and bring you to a place where you're moved and you're directed by his Spirit, and he starts to, what does he do? He wings you off of that, changes your appetites, changes the desire. What is he doing? Working in you to willing to do of his good pleasure. So one thing I want to say here, and I know Danny, you have a couple more things. I want to share three things really quick to do here as well. Danny shared some good things, and a lot of it's going to kind of mirror what he said. But number one, confess to God. The Bible says in 1 John 1:9, if we confess our sins, that God is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So you confess your sins to God for cleansing, right? Now, second thing, confess to the right people. James 5:16 says, confess your trespasses one to another, and pray one for another that you may be healed. I think this is interesting. Here's what I'm going to say. You confess to God for cleansing, but you confess to the right people for healing. And that's how that works. That's how it goes down. And number three, remove the triggers. That's one thing that Danny brought up as well. Remove the triggers. What did Jesus say in Matthew 5:29? Well, I never thought you'd ask, bro. I'm going to let you know. Matthew 5:29, New King James, it says, if your right eye causes you to sin, pluck it out and cast it from you. For it is not profitable, for you that one of your members perish. It's more profitable that one member perish than your whole body be cast into hell. Now, obviously, he's not talking about taking a fork, saying, all right, here we go. No, that's not what he's talking about. He said the right eye. You've got to remember, you can talk about, the Bible uses to describe different bowels of compassion, right? Now, obviously, that may be gross to some people. But once again, if you don't have an understanding of Scripture, how they communicate it, then you're going to think that this is, what is he talking about? The Bible talks about using the members of the body to describe affection, to describe the heart, right? Talking about your affection, set your affection on things above. Right? Your heart. It goes into talking about bowels, like I said, that talks about compassion, the Greek word splachisomai, feeling, talking about the reins, understanding, secret purpose. What am I saying? I'm saying the right eye, that expression is used to denote strong passion and unlawful desire. That's what he's talking about. If your right eye, if these strong, passionate desires are offending you, or they're not in the right place, you got to make sure the fire is in the right place. Fire is good, but if you put the fire in the wrong place, then you're going to have a forest fire. You see, when he says pluck it out, obviously he doesn't mean literally pluck out your right eye, right? We understand that. What he's saying here, he wants to teach us that the dearest objects, even the dearest objects, if they cause us to sin, are to be abandoned. Even the what you hold near and dear, if it's causing you to sin, get rid of it. That's what Danny was talking about. Passwords, getting rid of devices. And do you really want to be free? Do you want to walk out of this thing?
That's the biggest thing.
Go ahead, Dan.
If you want to be free, you have to know that it's a problem.
Yeah.
You know, there's two different things that really stood out to me. I listened to John Bevere, and he has a great testimony when it comes to this as well. And John Bevere said that, and I quote, that you got to have the right motive. You know, like if you want to just be free from pornography just because you know it's a bad thing, like there's a difference between being in the law and being under grace.
Come on.
You know, law will make you think that I don't want to watch porn because it's a bad thing to do. I don't want to watch porn because I'm going to feel bad afterwards. But grace would be like, man, I don't want to watch porn because it hurts God's heart.
Come on.
That's the biggest thing. And I think that was the biggest thing that helped me break free, because I was no longer in fear of what people would think of me if I would lose my calling in life, if I would lose any positioning. That went past me because I got to the point that I had to get real with myself, and I was like, I can't do this anymore.
Yeah.
It's affecting me mentally, physically, and most of all, it's just deterring my relationship with God.
Yeah. It's draining it.
It's draining it completely. Yeah. And the biggest thing was addressing it right then and there.
Yeah.
And knowing that I'm not just hurting myself, I'm hurting the one who my soul loves.
Come on.
You can't get away from that.
That's so good, man. Did you have anything else as we begin to wrap it up? Anything else you have on your heart?
Yeah, absolutely. So, a couple quick things is Elijah mentioned, confess it to the right people. Have someone to keep you accountable.
Yeah.
That's going to be huge. You know, you don't want to have anybody to make you feel condemned or anything, because if we look back in the word when Jesus caught that woman in adultery,
come on,
all these people were around her. And by the way, where was the second person
at? Where was it? You can't do it alone.
Yeah. It takes two to tango. You know what I'm saying? So, well, in the world, where do you go?
Yeah.
You know, I'm convinced that it might have been some of the Pharisees' homies.
I believe it, man.
You know, it's a setup. It looked like a setup to me. So what's Jesus do? Jesus talks to her. And this is what he said. He's like, listen, where are your condemners at? Where do they go?
Yeah.
Okay. So do I condemn you? No. Yeah. Go and sin no more. And I want you to keep that in mind. If you're struggling right now, that's as clear as you could get from hearing from the Lord. Jesus is the exact representation of God. He looks at you the same way that Jesus looked at that woman. So Jesus doesn't condemn you. He doesn't approve of that behavior.
Yeah.
He says, go and sin no more. Okay? So he doesn't approve the behavior. He hates sin, but he doesn't hate the sinner. He loves the sinner.
He died for the sinner.
He died for the sinner.
Yeah.
He made a way for the sinner. So don't be afraid. Don't be condemned. As long as you confess and repent, which means change, to turn back, mm-hmm. turn away.
Yeah.
As long as you do that, be straight up with yourself. Be honest and be real with God, because he sees everything regardless. Just like Adam in the garden, he's hiding from God. But what? How are you going to hide from God?
Yeah.
You know, he knows he's omnipresent. He's always there. He's the past, future, and the present.
Yep.
He's always there. So don't be ashamed. Be in confidence with somebody. Address it the way it is. When you're tempted, cutthroat with it. Shout out to Coming Bryant. Mama mentality on it.
Come on.
Just kill it. cut it right then and there, show no mercy, go for heads every single time. If you get tempted, turn off your phone, turn off whatever you have around you, go take a walk, pray, listen to worship, whatever it may be, but get away from it. Because the Bible talks about when Joseph was tempted, he literally fled, which means run. If you want to run, that's fine. But whatever it may be, you have to get out of that situation. You can't try to beat the devil with a mind game because he's just going to put you in a pretzel the whole time.
That's so good. One thing I want to say here, and like I said, we're just a couple of, as they say, millennials trying to help our fellow millennials, people who are around our age group. And like I said, if I could, I'd do this more perfectly. I'd do it with a better, you know, way to describe it or articulate, but I'm doing what I have. And if it just ministers to one person, it's all worth it. I'm not doing this for likes. I'm not doing this for clicks. We're doing it because there's someone going through this who needs to hear it. You know, and we laugh and we joke and, you know, even here in the podcast, we're having fun. You know, we're friends. You know, we're laughing about some of these things because the Lord brought us out of it, you know. But this is a serious thing. And I want you to know that. I hope you're not offended by it. If you are, then I can't help you. I apologize, but I don't apologize for doing what I felt like the Lord put on my heart to help someone else, even if it's one person. He leaves the 99 to find the one. I feel a lot of the people who listen to my podcast, you know, maybe you're not even dealing with that. So for me right now, this podcast is me leaving the 99 to go get that one person. That's what it is for me. That's what my heart for this particular podcast. So one thing I want to read here, and I'm going to wrap it up after I read this, because some of y'all were like, I mean, you want God in the bedroom? What do you mean by that? Listen, it's not Song of Solomon. Calm down. But you need to read that too, though. But this is Proverbs 5, 15 through 23. This is the Passion Translation. It says, my son, share your love with your wife alone. Wait a minute. It couldn't be more clear than that, could it? Share your love with your wife alone. Drink from her well of pleasure and from no other. Watch this. Why would you have sex with a stranger or with anyone other than her? The real talk now. This is real talk. Reserve this pleasure for you and her alone and not with another. Your sex life will be blessed. Oh, you better come on some shit, que la basto. Man, oh man. Your sex life will be blessed as you take joy and pleasure in the wife of your youth. Oh, I'm in my youth, Dan, so that must mean she's around the corner.
That means that you qualify, my
brother. Oh, come on now. Now watch it now. Let her breast be your satisfaction and let her embrace. This is the word of God, all right? And let her embrace intoxicate you at all times. Be continually delighted and lavish in her love. My son, why would you embrace an adulteress, embracing a woman who is not yours? For God sees everything you do, and his eyes are wide open as he observes every single habit you have. Beware that your sins don't overtake you and the scars of your own conscience become the ropes that tie you up. Those who choose wickedness die for lack of self-control. This is nailing everything.
Yeah.
For their foolish ways lead them astray, carrying them away as hostages, kidnapped, captives, robbed of destiny. One thing I'll say about entertaining pornography, one thing I'll say about going to someone else other than that covenant person that you're supposed to be in relationship with, it will rob you of your destiny. The call unto good works, you know, the verse that helped you, Danny, it'll totally destroy that thing that you're called to do. Now, we want you to know that God, he instituted sex, man. That was his idea. Once again, all Satan can do is twist. He's not an originator. He can't create anything. All he can do is twist it. And so how did he twist sex? Pornography, different things of that nature. So what I'm saying is this, don't yield to condemnation. The Bible says that those who believe on me will never be ashamed. So don't be ashamed. Don't be ashamed that you went through it. But thank God he's bringing you through it. And I believe you can come through without smelling like smoke. Danny, can you pray for us?
Yeah, Absolutely. So right now, y'all, like, don't be condemned. Leave that out the door, okay? Don't be condemned. So right now, let's go ahead and pray for all you guys. And just want to let you guys know that me and Elijah love you.
Yeah.
We know that you can do all things through Christ who strengthened you. So, Father God, we just pray right now. Lord, anybody under the sound of my voice right now, Father, if you are struggling with this right now, I pray that all these things will be lifted off of you. Chains will be broken, strongholds, generational curses that be broken right now in Jesus' name. You're called for a higher purpose. You have a calling that's been originated before the foundations of this earth. And I break any fear, any condemnation, any depression. And right now I speak to the spirit of lust.
Come on.
And I command you to leave them right now in the name of the Most High, Jesus Christ. I command you to leave, never come back. And we infuse you with faith, with hope, and future that will come straight from the Holy Spirit and enable you to propel and live your life worth of your calling. You are strong. You have more than enough. And the greater one that lives inside of you will help you and get you through this. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Woo! I tell you what, man. Listen, like I said, this podcast is not for everybody. I'm leaving the 99 to go get that one person. Guys, I love it so much. If you want to, go ahead and leave a like, leave a comment, a review. Let us know if this podcast is blessing you. You know the drill by now. My name is Elijah Merle, and remember this. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world.